Hello, this is Lord Silion, Holistic Thinking Ninja, once back again. Tonight I have seen an episode of the series Suits. It's season 3, episode 14, Heartburn. That is one of the absolute best episodes in the series so far, I think. It's about what's important in life, family, friends, your career, following a passion, everything that I'm usually talking about. And people are put in positions to make difficult life-changing choices. What should I choose, career or family or work for passion? Where should I go? Where should I live? Who should I be with? Who should I spend their time with? This is all really important questions, and it's really made me think tonight about it. It reminds me of the closing monologue of one of my absolute favorite TV series back from the 90s called Jim Profit. This was a series that partly unknown, many people doesn't know about it, but it's really it was in the foreground of modern TV series and modern storytelling, and really set the agenda for how you can do complicated philosophical TV shows. And the line I'm thinking about, when it comes right down to it, only three things matters in life: your family, your faith, and your fortitude. Family being your blood family, or your family of friends, your extended family, your tribe. Yes, you're living by your family and tribe is what's important here in life. They could rely on you for help, and you should be able to rely on them for help in love and joy and pain and sorrow. Also, your faith stands for your inner strength and your capacity for enlightenment, self-reflection, and spreading happiness and joy, empathy and compassion onto others. And of course, fortitude, your ability to overcome, fight pain and adversaries, and deliver on difficult tasks. When the going gets tough, you can also say. Yes, life isn't always easy, and this your fortitude defines your ability to succeed when life isn't easy. So this also correlates to this is the three F's of Jim Profit. In a sideline, the actor who plays Jim Profit, he doesn't appear in many main film and TV series, but he has a small part cameo in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. As a general there. I think he's a really cool guy. It's a pity we haven't seen more of him over the years. Back to me. The four P's: people, purpose, passion, pleasure. They're on the same level as family, faith, and fortitude. People being also like the people you surround yourself with. I've listened to Scott Dinsmore some today and read about his adventure in World Domination Summit in Portland, where they also made a world record in the most people in a yoga chain. Me myself have started yoga lately, so but he has his favorite quote from Live Your Legend. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So this is true. You can't choose your family, your blood family for that matter, but you can choose your friends and your extended family, the people you spend time with, who inspire you and who you in return inspire. So that is something to think about. Who brings you down and who pulls you up. Try to spend more time with the people who pull you up and inspire you. And remember, when you spend time with them, give something back. Inspire them, help them, make them pull through, and do all things for them. And they will give back to you. And then we have purpose, to have something, a vision, a goal in life to work towards. This is really important. I've spoken more about it in earlier, and I will get back to it more. Without vision and goals in life, you're just cycling through random events or going by your day with not a single thought about what did I change today to become aligned to my vision in life and goals. What did I do today on my quest, on my journey in life? And it's also great to have a common vision for society, so that we all have something to better humanity's quest here on planet Earth and maybe the universe, who knows. Yes, and then we have passion, also the subject of today's suit. Do things you love, or do things that you're good at, that you will eventually become to love. When you do things you love, you're much better at them. You can't just always do things you love. Sometimes you have to do boring stuff, but find ways to do boring stuff easier, with more passion. Like doing the dishes. Maybe not so fun, be boring, but if you listen to a podcast or an audiobook at the same time, the dishes are a secondary goal for what you spend, and the primary goal becomes listening to your podcast or audiobook. And then we have the last part, pleasure. This rings with passion, like I talked about before. There's lots of talk about being happy in today's society. Pleasure or flourishing isn't always really the same thing. It's more like feeling positive emotion, focusing what makes you feel good, and start on the inside. It's much easier to love someone else if you love yourself first. Some say it's impossible to love someone else if you can't love yourself. And do what I do. Look yourself in the mirror every day and say something positive to yourself, and try to feel good when you do stuff, and spread your, if you're happy, this spreads to others. Yes, this is Lord Silion, Holistic Thinking Ninja, signing out. I will continue talking about these subjects as often as I can. Good night.